winter time I stored the sweet potatoes and large potatoes down in the storm house. Mm-hmm. We called it the cellar, down in the cellar. And we'd sell lots of sweet potatoes and we'd always have sweet potatoes to putting out slips to rainbow. I got plenty of witness to that. Some of them just one man and his wife right north of town.
When did you have to cover your windows in the frame house?
We didn't have any cover and we didn't have any Venetian blinds. All we had was a curtain. The wife called them window curtains. She'd take a piece of cloth and put a drawstring in at the top and run a string through there and put them on there. And then she could pull them back and she could pull them this way. And then she'd pull them together and you could see through.
When did you get those things that you can pull down?
Venetian blind?
No, the other ones, the ones with a round thing up at the top.
Oh. I'm not sure in 1928 whether we had them out there on that place or not, 2 miles west of town. See, I never moved around a great deal. You know, I was good enough and I never owned no land, never owned no real estate till I bought where I'm at now. But I never moved. Whenever I rented from a man, he kept me. And I don't remember. It was wealthy people, considered wealthy, that I leased this place from. But I only stayed on it 1 year. And then I moved from there, at least 340 acres, from an Indian man and his wife. It was their homestead. And it was a box house now.
Now, box house, does this mean it's made out of...
Box and planks, and on the outside, didn't have no wall on the inside, just box and plank up and down this way. Now you see this crack here?
Uh-huh.
After we got the boxing, they built it while they got the boxing plank up all around. Well, then they'd come back here and put a 1x4 over there.
Uh-huh.
I stopped that wind out of going through that crack. Uh-huh. I lived on that place 10 years. At least some Indians. Full blood Mississippi Choctaw Indians.
Ah, Mississippi Choctaw.
Yes. You might ask me, when did the Mississippi Choctaw Indian come to Carter County?
That's what I was going to ask.
1903 and 1904.
Hmm.
The government shipped them in here just like they shipped cattle on these boxcars.
That's
the way they come in here. And a lot of them on this land, they all went and built these little log houses.
Mm-hmm.
But now we had the Chickasaw Indian here ahead of that.
Chickasaw was at Tishomingo, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's headquarters, you know, for the 5 civilized tribes. Well, now, the Indian land that I lived on in Love County from 1915 to 27, that was Chickasaw. It wasn't the Mississippi at all. A lot of difference in the two tribes. Oh, yeah. But the government had a lot of land here, you know, and they wanted it belonged to the Indians, I guess, and they shipped them carloads after carloads here.
Huh.
And they didn't, a lot of this land was allotted to them, and they had to go out and build little log houses. I guess I could show you one southeast of town, southwest of town, about 6 miles, where I live now. The old Indians live there too, just south of me. But you know, the Mississippi Choctaw Indians, when they were shipped here, they didn't know anything about work. They didn't make no living, just they lived off what they got off their homestead.
Did they ship them into Durant too?
I think they shipped them all over the state. I'm not sure. We got a full blood here, could tell us if we had him here.